that had sunken to door level. Uh-huh, when I came back to park, why this, I couldn't get out because he'd parked very close to me, and the street was cracking because he had parked a small pickup there.
You know, McClung Tower at UT is supposedly sinking.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I heard that very slow, right, but mm-hmm. one, especially one side more than the other. It's sinking slightly, and they're going to have to do something about that. It's about, I guess it's 12 floors or something.
Yeah, and then it has that parking garage mm-hmm. under
that's
it.
Right, that's right.
That's something I want you to find out for me.
Okay.
I'm terribly concerned because the volunteer's torch is no longer lit. Is that a symbolic measure for conservation that they blew it out?
Well, you know, I hadn't actually noticed, but I don't see how it would be some kind of conservation thing because they still have the fountain at McClung Tower going in there.
Right across the street, but the volunteers' torch hasn't been lit for at least a year now, and that to me is outrageous.
I'll find out why, because they do the fountain at McClung
right.
most of the time, and with the colored water at night.
Yeah.
And that would require as much energy.
Much more than that little bit of gas, which would be like a mm-hmm. pilot light.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. Maybe I don't know what is mechanical. But surely in a year they would have fixed the mechanical.
Yeah. That bothers me. The volunteer's torch should be held on
that. I'll ask them around and see. Somebody know.
Someone, Mr. Nunley, I was going to say, but he's no longer with us.
I'll say an apartment building that's 10 or 12 floors. What kind of apartment building would you call it? Any name for that?
I suppose you're supposed to call it a high-rise, but I wouldn't.
Oh, I guess there are not really any in the area anyway.
No, they were going more to townhouses and that sort of thing.
Are there many apartment complexes in Maryland?
Well, yes, there are. I'm just not aware of them because there are. I was taken at and shown two or three that someone was trying to get me to invest some money in, and they were so poorly built that I wouldn't conceivably have been interested. My father was a builder.
I guess women learn what their fathers do. Mom. Wife's father is a heating and air conditioning contractor, and when anybody around has something go wrong with air conditioning, you call Angela, and she knows what's wrong with it. She can tell you what to do.
That's fantastic. I just know what my daddy did, but I do know that what a good building's supposed to look like, and you know, that sort of thing. But yes, there are quite a few apartments.
What about the kind that people, where they buy the actual?
We have none of those condominiums. None in Maryville that I'm aware of.
Now we're talking about buildings and so forth. A place where a building has been torn down and say nothing else has been built, what would you call that? Just a
vacant lot.
Mm. And now in a public place like Miller's, if you wanted some water, you'd go to the
fountain.
Would you still call it a fountain, say, if they were in a park or something like that?